So Rotten Randy then decided to put a post out. Okay, so last year he was supporting Trump, and everybody gave him shit for that. You know, we all got on that head. Wasn't much to get on because he's bald as fuck. So this nigga now says, I support and echo Nicki Minaj's intelligent advice to use prayer, critical thinking, not be bullied into making a very important decision about your body and personal health. It's a sad day in America when we are censored, canceled, and ridiculed for exercising our God-given freedoms. This nigga had energy to support Trump and support this no-talented, Nicki Minaj. How does that shit work? How do they... Like, I'm not... This nigga was silent in 2019. Like, he ain't say shit. This nigga didn't say a fucking peep. And now he got all kinds of energy to start flopping his gums about two people that nobody cares to hear from. I don't see anybody coming to save Nicki Minaj and her fucked career, because it was fucked from the beginning. She was a decent rapper, but she wasn't no Lil Kim or Foxy Brown or Queen Latifah. She couldn't touch none of them. Like, what the fuck is Let me take a little sip of my water here. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, go and listen to Michael. I'm about to tear this nigga up. Hold on. Oh, shit.
You ever want something? The more you know you shouldn't have it, the more you want it. And then one day,
come on, Michael.
When she's around,
you listening to this, Randy? It's your brother's first solo album. What the fuck you did? You got childhood solo album, Randy?
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Sunshine when she's gone,
and she's always
gone too long. Anytime she goes away,
yeah. This time when
she's gone,
darling, she's gone. Yeah.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Come on, Mike.
baby. Listen to that, Randy. That's your brother, man. Let him know, Mike. Let him know. So, I don't know what happened to the song. It just stopped. So, this thing got an ongoing. YouTube got an ongoing. So, it's going to be playing song after song on Michael Jackson's first solo album, Got to Be There. Y'all go and check it out on YouTube. So, this nigga got all kinds of energy for everybody else, but then got none for his brother. Now, for me to point this out, I'm not being hateful. I'm not being spiteful. I'm not trying to be anything, but I'm just repeating what's already out there. And I'm gonna go so even further to say that I believe that Randy could have been really instrumental in fighting for his brother in 2019. But as we see, his heart wasn't in it. So it was best that he shut the fuck up, because he didn't give a fuck about Michael. None of Michael's brothers did. And I'm watching LaToya with Heal Los Angeles Foundation. And I'm going to talk about her too. I'm going to point out the obvious. I'm not going to add nothing in there. I'm not going to make no shit up. I'm not going to be speculating. But I'm going to just state the obvious. How do you have... You got... Oh, let me make sure I get this shit right. Hold on one second, y'all. Oh, shit. So there's the Wikipedia page of the Jackson family. And it names them all in order of year of birth. So, you have... Let's see. When was Randy born? 1961. Michael was born in 58. So, Randy would have been... like... 5 or 6 by the time Michael did his solo album. Wait, no, they're 3 years apart. Randy and Michael are 3 years apart, so Randy would have been 8, 7 or 8. How come we didn't get no solo album out there, Randy? What's going on, bro? So you have Jackie, Tito, Jermaine, Marlon. Brandon died like within, I think, a month of his being born. And then you had Randy. So I'm going to say it again. Jackie, Tito, Jermaine, Marlon, and Randy. You have 5 brothers. Michael Jackson had 5 brothers on this planet while he was murdered. Why didn't his brothers love Michael enough to be surrounded him
and to love on him and give him the same energy that they give everybody else. Like, somebody typed, when Randy did that, somebody... when Randy typed that bullshit, somebody responded and said, and Marlon and Jackie thanked Justin Timberlake 2 weeks ago. Hold on. Let me find. Okay, so this was he did that. They did that shit in May. I didn't know Jackie thanked him too. Rotten ass niggas. That's your baby sister. That nigga fucking embarrassed her in front of everybody and shit. Y'all, these niggas is rotten, man. Hold on 1 second. Hold on, Michael. Let's listen to your fucking rotten ass brothers talk their shit. Oh, let's listen to this. Oh, come on. They think they hot shit.
Since they're such a loving family group and everybody, you know, has always rooted for your family. And I wonder, you mentioned Janet. I wonder, did you guys feel, what feelings did you have, or did you have any feelings or thoughts about Justin Timberlake's public apology to Janet earlier this year? Because, you know, people feel that Janet was so unfairly blamed for that Super Bowl thing, and people, it's like Super Bowl Sunday is now, people on Twitter call it Janet Jackson Appreciation Day because they love Janet so much. Did any of you have a thought or reaction to that?
Go ahead, Marlon.
First of all, I just want to thank Justin Timberlake and appreciate his appreciation. Yes. You know, it takes a man to step up and do that. So we do thank him for doing that. But we like to move forward because that did, you know, it was out there, you know, the negativity about it. But, you know, as they say in the old days, long as they talking about you, good or bad, you're still in the public's eye. And we thank you, Justin, for what you're doing, what you did. Go on, Jackie. I'm sorry.
What did you want to say?
The same thing Marlon was going to say, pretty much. You know, he's like, it was nice that he did something like that because it kind of hurt Janet, you know, in the past. And she, for him to step up and say that, you know, is nice.
It means a lot.
It means a whole lot.
Yeah.
Now's not the time. You need to
17 years after that Super Bowl incident, Justin Timberlake gets his rotten ass out there and apologizes to Janet. And you still, Tito was on camera too. They were being interviewed by Andy Cohen. And, Tito didn't say anything. Tito was quiet the whole time. But Tito got his shit too. He out here wanting a hologram of Michael. And he wants it to do. He said he wants it to be able to do the moonwalk. That's what he said. And he said that posthumous music is going to be on the Jackson 5 album. The vaulted music that Michael had. These niggas just going to freely walk into Michael's vault and throw some songs of Michael's from his vault. Like, they really have the right to do that shit. Like, these niggas got all the energy in the world for everybody else and they self. Well, when it come to Michael, they don't. And I know some of y'all saying,
Tito, Jackie, and Marlon was out there defending Michael in 2000. Okay. Let's stop that. Let's stop using that. Let's stop using that to help us see that his brothers loved him. Let's stop using that, please. Please. Anybody can do good stuff. Rotten motherfuckers can do some good shit. It don't... Just because somebody is rotten doesn't mean that they gonna continuously do rotten shit. They gonna do some good shit, too. Yeah, they do some good shit. Yeah, it happens like that. That's how they keep you from thinking that they're bad. From doing good little shit here and there. So they go out here and they do these fucking tours. And they create these albums. And they go and do these interviews and shit. Just to make you think they give a fuck. These niggas don't give a fuck. Nope. Whoever their kids are need to sit them niggas down and tell them what they're doing is wrong. There is nothing right about what Michael's brothers are doing right now. And how can you have 5 grown asshole niggas that sit by and let their brother be talked about and be a part of that? But when you talk about what the Jackson brothers have put Michael through, oh, that's in the past. That's old. Marlon got that stupid hat on. Study peace. You study peace, nigga. How about that? Study some peace and figure out how to help your little sister keep her head held high. At 17 years, you niggas go and thank that rotten motherfucker for doing to your sister what he did? 17 years, niggas? 17 years. Y'all going, oh, God dang. That was in May when they did that interview, by the way. Marlon and Jackie had no right to open their fucking mouth and say shit. Didn't have a right. And these niggas are so well known in the entertainment industry. They could have looked at Andy Cohen's questions, and they probably did. Looked at his questions before they went on air and did this interview, and they could have said, no, we not. That question is off limits. So evidently, these niggas wanted Andy Cohen to bring that stupid ass shit up. Nobody should be patting Justin Timberlake on the back for saying shit, because that nigga said something 17 years after that shit happened. And he was making fun of the situation. All the while Janet's standing over here. What about my fucking career? What y'all, you know, what's popping on that? You know, she was getting dogged left and right. They were talking about Janet like a dog. Everywhere you turn, they was dogging Janet. She got no comfort and no refuge from that fucking situation. It was a bad decision that she made. Yes, I'll agree with that shit. It was a bad fucking decision. She should have never did that. But it's like her brothers didn't come to her aid. But Michael was the only one. But 17 years later, after this motherfucker wants to apologize. Ooh, shit. Y'all, the Jackson brothers are showing themselves. 12 years. I never thought 12 years after Michael was murdered, these niggas would really come out and show their ass like this. So let's do a timeline. Not a timeline, but let's do this. I'm going to just state the obvious. I'm going to state what's already out there. I'm not going to make up nothing. Not going to add nothing to it. Jackie and Marlon thank Justin Timberlake for apologizing to their sister Janet 17 years after the fact. Then you have Jermaine. We all know what the fuck Jermaine has done. I don't even need to say nothing about Jermaine. Then you have Tito wanting a hologram of Michael, but he called the hologram it, and said that it must do the moonwalk. And then you have, and he wants vaulted music on a Jackson album, because these niggas know they can't get shit done on their own. Then you have Randy that's out here advocating for Trump and Nicki Minaj out of all motherfucking people. Out of all fucking people. These niggas ain't shit. These niggas ain't shit. I mean, I don't care who gets mad at me for listen, you know, for talking about his brothers, but his brothers ain't shit. They should have been the protectors of the family. All of them niggas. I'm done talking about them. You guys take care. Thank you for listening. And thank you for supporting me. Fuck the Jackson brothers. They ain't shit. Y'all take care.